This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSEU's member forum here in Tampa, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Yvonne Stupflug. Did I get it right this time?
You did.
All right. Last time I think I stumbled all over myself. And
I can also just go by Yvonne.
That too. Yvonne. Or you could be like Prince or Cher.
Right? Just a one name.
Something like that.
One name gal.
That'll be a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
No, once we get the last name, we're good on the last name. All right. So expectations for the member forum, because it's just about to kick off.
It is. And you can just feel the excitement in the air. It's so good to be back with our member owners and really getting the time together. So super excited about the show and all of our solutions and the solution showcase. And then I have several team members doing breakout sessions. Our breakout sessions this year are going to be top notch.
Right.
Super excited about those as well. And our main general sessions are going to be pretty cool too.
Send some of those breakout session folks over here. I want to talk to them to see, kind of get a behind the scenes look at what's being discussed in some of these.
So.
Okay,
yeah,
please.
Some
I would love it. I would love it. All right, hey, we're talking a little digital. When do we not talk about digital these days?
Everything comes back to digital.
I know, no doubt. So the first question at hand here, with the continued fast pace of payments space evolving, I mean, it's going like light
going
speed. Craziness. So how are consumers currently thinking about their payment options and how they transact? Because that seems very top of mind these days, even for the general consumer, because there's so many choices out there. I would just use my, I used Apple Pay on my watch last night, just downstairs in the little grocery store thingy here, and they were like astounded. Like, that's so cool, you can do that on your watch.
I know. It's amazing
wonderful. What
you can do.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? Last week on my watch.
What's that?
I started my car from my watch.
Okay, now we're
So it's just crazy, right?
Stuff here.
But yeah, from a payments perspective, fast, easy, convenient, frictionless.
Yep.
That is really what consumers they want.
Yep.
Want demand. If you want to even say that word.
Yeah.
Just they want that convenience. They want that choice. They want it the way they want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really interesting right now, because where it becomes a bit of a challenge is what consumers say they want versus what their behavior shifts.
Oh, interesting.
That's really interesting. So in our Eye on Payments consumer study that we do each year. You start looking at what consumers are saying that their preferred method of payment is, and it's debit.
Really?
It's debit.
Because I know that went up during the pandemic, and credit was like nowhere to be seen.
Right.
All of a sudden, the tail end of it, then credit starts going back up, but debit seems to be still the king right now.
That's what they say. That's where it becomes really interesting, because then you start looking at some of the data.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what they're doing.
Oh.
Not what they're doing. So that starts to then tell you about the environment.
Then why are consumers, why are they fibbing, Yvonne?
Right?
Why are they not telling us the truth?
I think it's what they think they should do, right? From a credit versus a debit perspective.
Right.
Versus the reality of the market today.
Okay.
And people are needing credit.
Mm-hmm.
They're we're back into an environment, right, to where people are needing some extra help in some cases, and that's just their tendency to go to. And I also still think that they say debit, but the convenience of credit, right? Because people talking about loading and tapless and contactless and digital wallets, well, those are all available on the debit side too.
More prevalent on
the credit.
Yeah.
So guess what's going to get used?
Right.
So I think that's always an interesting dynamic and an opportunity for advisement,
right?
Of, okay, help me understand what is it versus the thought of, oh, somebody asked me.
Right.
No, I don't want debt. And that's how they still see credit, right? And you start looking generationally as well, that are risk averse to having debt.
Mm-hmm. So they're going debit?
So they say debit, but then reality hits.
Then they start, because our family, we are a debit family.
Yeah.
Very little credit,
yes.
If at all. So, because we want to stay on top of things.
Right.
So yeah, because
right.
credit can get out of hand so quickly, especially in today's inflationary environment.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. It's a safety. You know what you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're
and
in
we enjoy that.
Of that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. anyway, it's just an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
That we're starting to see kind of the difference in some of that because debit or credit volume has definitely picked back up.
Oh, no doubt.
From COVID, we've definitely seen the ramp up.
Well, it's almost scary to see how much it's ramped up.
You know what's interesting, though, too, is the debit has sustained as well.
Hmm.
So if you start looking at debit mm-hmm. and the usage of debit,
mm-hmm.
it has, you know, it catapulted during COVID.
Right.
It sustained that, and it's still growing. Last year was still double digits.
Really?
The previous, or the most recent,
mm-hmm.
it was like 4% year over year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's still, I mean, still well, some sizable
yeah.
growth. It's compounding. It's not just going back down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, I think that goes with the trend, the spending trend that we're still in, right? Because
yes.
people are still spending. So obviously, you know, with credit rising, people
yep.
are spending, and the debit still rising, people are spending. So yeah, so you know,
yeah,
two plus two,
yeah, right?
Goodness,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, hey, so, let's talk about digital, the accelerated growth in digital. So, what's PSEU seeing trending right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so for digital, what we really see is that's king to any of your card activity,
mm-hmm.
right? It's control, it's access to feature functionalities,
mm-hmm.
to where if you do not have a digital solution to go with your card product.
Yeah.
You're going to get left in the dust,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
so you've got to have really those different tools, self-service, the accessibility to be able to do it,
mm-hmm.
digital issuance,
mm-hmm.
buy now, pay later,
mm-hmm.
plus the whole suite of digital solutions, servicing, those kinds of
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the other brands out there are doing that.
Yep. No
Banks
doubt.
Are doing
yes.
that.
And
yep. so oftentimes we get into the mode of, hey, do you have this solution? Yep, check the box, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
In today's market, the other thing that happens with digital is you have to keep it fresh.
Right.
It's not just a matter of having it.
Mm-hmm.
There's changes happening frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you continue to use investments
mm-hmm.
into it from a
yeah.
UI, UX perspective
yeah. Yeah.
of really focusing and keeping that fresh? We're
mm-hmm.
all used to our apps updating all the time, right?
Yeah,
and making
automatically.
Becoming more user-friendly.
Right. Right.
So how do financial institutions do that and have it built into the roadmap? And it's not just
good
a matter
question.
Of, okay, I got all this done.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the right checkboxes
mm-hmm.
in place. Now it's a matter of, okay, how do I keep them fresh?
Yeah.
How do I keep them coming back and engaging and creating that connectivity with their
mm-hmm.
members?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's always changing.
This is no longer a nice to have or a luxury.
No.
This is a have to have now to survive.
It
and
is.
Then, like you said, keep it updated. Keep that evolution
yeah.
going, right?
Yeah.
So.
It's you got to think of it just like your branch and your branch investment.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you investing in your branches?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new world, so you almost have to even
yeah.
go more than that
right.
because of the usage and the traffic
mm-hmm.
that can come from
mm-hmm.
it. So it's a must-have.
Well, and we talked about demand earlier. You
yes.
know, consumers are demanding this type of stuff because they're experiencing that other stuff in other environments, in
mm-hmm.
the retail environment and other areas. So why not your credit union? So
right.
you
yep.
got to keep locked
Otherwise,
up with everything.
You know, either the big banks or the fintechs that are out
exactly.
there are going to.
You don't want to look like a dinosaur.
Them,
no.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
So, what's important in putting together a payment strategy? So, based on all the changes that are going on, oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Right? I think it's tough.
That's a big question.
It's a huge question.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is you got to be agile. You got to
yep.
be agile.
Yep. And that's
right?
what credit unions are known for, though. Right?
right? Yes, you got to be adaptable, understand where it's going, be able to react.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have pretty robust one.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my common trends that I'm talking about a lot to credit unions today is this, who owns your payment strategy? And oftentimes that's many people across the credit union. But that becomes hard
mm-hmm.
because who is actually championing and bringing it all
yeah.
together to
yeah.
make sure of, okay, how do I provide the channel of choice,
mm-hmm.
the options that are out
mm-hmm.
there at a holistic level?
Yeah.
And then you still need to have your different expertises underneath them.
Right,
but
right.
a very robust strategy,
mm-hmm.
agile strategy,
mm-hmm.
a point person that can look overarching to make sure you're accomplishing and is driving the bigger mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then third is take everything that's happening in the environment. Everything that's going on right there,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it's you're looking and you've got liquidity items or your lending challenges, start looking at your back office. Really take and translate what those environmental factors are
mm-hmm.
into opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
because that's the big piece. Yeah. A lot of people get worried about them, but if you've got a strong strategy about it,
mm-hmm.
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So it all really comes back to me, for me, strategy of what's my path forward.
So should a credit union have like a chief payments officer, dare I say?
That is music to my ears. Music
because
to my
it's
ears.
Getting bigger and bigger
it
and bigger.
It is,
you know?
Especially when you start layering in real-time payments,
yeah.
P2P,
yeah.
all these things that are,
yeah.
you know, just...
And all the interchange going, stuff that goes along with it,
right?
Which we've been talking about
right.
in two interviews already.
You can't just have a debit and a credit over here. You got to have somebody that's
yeah.
looking at it holistically
Completely.
For you.
And what's on the horizon.
And what's the best path for the member, the best path for
yeah.
the credit union.
Yeah.
So, mm. yes, that's my mission.
Did we just create
people.
A new job for some people out there?
Good luck finding it. It's hard,
yeah,
right? Especially in today's world. But it's such a critical piece.
Yeah.
It's such a critical piece to their business,
mm-hmm.
to our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, Advisors Plus, we're always looking for ways that we can help,
yeah, yeah.
augment,
mm-hmm.
and support to be able to help. Because we know it's tough and things are changing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep that expertise and
mm-hmm.
the depth and breadth
yeah.
within it? And so that's really where we feel in our group that we can add value
yeah.
and help bring it together
good
for
stuff,
people.
Good stuff. Well, and think about, you know, all of us traveled here. Think how many times you paid for something
right.
and how you paid for something on the way here. Just on the way here, you know?
Yes.
So going through the airport and
money movement.
Getting
man.
Some water. Yeah. So oh my gosh. It's what's making the world go around.
It
so
is. It
it's
is.
Gotta be
it's
more,
an exciting
more
place
important
to be
for credit union for sure. Yeah. And yeah, you guys do a spectacular job. And
wow.
we'll be talking more about that at this conference, I'm
yes.
sure. So yeah,
absolutely.
You'll be
absolutely.
Topic number one, it sounds like. Especially for you, Yvonne. All right, Yvonne, anything else to add before
no,
we let you go?
Thank you for having me again.
You're
today,
welcome. Anytime.
Yeah,
anytime. Yeah, anytime. Love talking digital and love talking payments. So because it's moving so fast right now.
It is.
Yeah.
And it all's all connected and woven together. So.
Indeed. All right, Yvonne,
all right.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Yvonne Stelplug. Is it Advisors Plus you're with?
Advisors Plus.
Advisors Plus. There you go.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
All right. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep up the
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.